Dignitaries from Japan and Australia have attended a memorial in the New South Wales Central West to mark the 80th anniversary of the Cowra breakout. More than 230 Japanese people were killed and over 100 wounded in the ensuing battle, while four Australian soldiers also died, three in the breakout and one during recapture. The camp has been preserved and a traditional garden now sits on the edge of the town with cherry blossom trees and ponds full of koi carp. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the site holds a powerful message.
For generations, we've seen the spirit of humanity kept aglow by the Cowra community. And we've seen it as well, the respect in blossom in the Japanese garden, an oasis of reflection framed by Australian trees. The people of Cowra remind us that no matter what, our common humanity has the power to transcend everything. In the wake of the bleakest of nights, Cowra took the ashes of war and tenderly and carefully nourished the roots of friendship.